I am Terry Groves with another Brat Time story. I am a very experienced brat, and I share my childhood memories in a weekly blog, Being a Brat. You can find me online at beingabrat.com and on my Being a Brat Facebook page. The following Brat Time story is one of my blog posts.
Brats. Hair. A podcast by Terry Groves. Growing up in a military family, being one of six boys, finances were always tight. Mom and Dad did what they could to squeeze every nickel, ensuring we always had what we needed. One of the ways Dad saved a few dollars each month was to cut our hair himself. When I was very young, Mom tended to pile my hair up on top of my head, and everyone thought it was cute. In those days, I didn't care, but those days didn't last. Eventually, I outgrew that and was glad to climb onto Dad's hair stool to get my hair cut like a big boy. I understood, and since my dad was pretty good at cutting hair, it wasn't too bad. However, growing up in the 60s and 70s, his military-style cut was not what I wanted. Many of my friends, definitely all the cool kids, were sporting long hair. That's what I wanted, too. Until I was a teenager, my protests were few and carried little weight anyway. After that, my sense of independence and willingness to risk a bit more, I became a little more insistent. Getting past Dad's perspective that only girls had long hair was no easy feat, but little by little, one hair width at a time, I was able to let my hair grow a bit more between cuts. One thing that helped was when I started going to a stylist to have my locks tidied up, but that was expensive, and I was tight with my money. I worked hard to earn it, and letting any go was a big deal. Painful at times. Dad's cuts were free, but they ended up on the short side. Now, another issue I had was the curls I was cursed with. They were often swooned over by women and girls. Oh, I wish I had curls like yours. But to me, they were awful. With my hair being thick and curly, it was also unruly, never laying the way I wanted it to. More sticking out from my head. I learned, however, if I washed my hair in the morning, it would lay pretty good, at least until the end of the school day. Trouble was, that meant getting up earlier than I liked. Fighting for bathroom time in a one-bathroom house with eight residents, you had to get up way too early. I showered at night, leaving me to deal with bedhead all day. If only I could figure out a way to keep my hair straight through the night, my life would be perfect, or a little closer to it. Then I had a brainstorm. If I washed my hair before bed and then wrapped my head in a tensor bandage, it would be flat and straight in the morning. Since I was active with Boy Scouts, always taking first aid courses, tensor bandages are easy to get. I even upset my older brother with this practice. He came home from a long trip to Vancouver, arriving after I went to bed. When he peeked in on me and saw my head wrapped in a bandage, he didn't realize it was my hairstyling method rather than an injury, and I remember him being upset. Well, I had found a way to straighten my hair, mostly, but my life didn't become perfect. It didn't seem to make much of a difference at all. I was still one of the geeky guys. My parents commented on my hair length with great frequency. When I decided to join the military, Dad said that those who went to boot camp with shorter hair tended to get less drastic haircuts at their first trimming. He lied. The next 26 years of my life, I had little say over my hair length. Since retirement, I have experimented with various lengths, from full bald to long enough to donate. My latest has been about 18 months without a cut, and it is getting pretty long. It is still quite thick and curly, sticking out in an unruly mop if I don't pull it back into a ponytail. That was something I would never have dared to do as a teen. A boy with a ponytail would be marked for certain. Now it's pretty normal. Some things change, some things don't. I still get razzed about my hair, but now it's my wife, not my parents. Maybe there's a bit of comfort in that. Did you have any fashion rebellions when you were cutting those apron strings? How stodgy were your parents to new trends and styles? How did you manage to get your way?